It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and you're looking forward to a festive new year. It's the weekend between the holidays, and we appreciate you taking a minute to hang with Barbecue Bob and I and celebrate the holidays. We're tasting a Nouveau 2018 from our friends at Fen Valley this morning. So we're kicking it off right, and we hope you do too. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. We hope you all had a Mile Kaliki Maka, and we want to wish you a Haole Maka Hiki Ho.
If you got one of those in your household.
That's right.
Janky Ho.
So, holidays. Barbecue Bob, holidays, they are always fun for a grilling guy. I'm going to tell you a couple things that happened on my end. Well, I got married this summer in Bob's backyard, and he stood up as my best man. But there was another guy that was the officiator in our wedding and married us, a lifelong friend.
Or your real best friend.
And from college, I met him at the fraternity, and we've been just best buddies, godfather of his kids, that whole yeehaw. So I can't throw him too far under the bus. But on Christmas Eve, he comes to me, and we go to his house every for lunch on Christmas every year, have for 30 years. He comes to me on Christmas Eve at about 9 in the morning, and he says, "Hey, man, I got to do all the cooking tomorrow. I'm running out of space and time. Can you cook this brisket and this ham for me and bring it with you tomorrow morning?" Absolutely.
Sure.
I got grills.
Why not?
I'll help. So he drops off a cooler and he blows out because he's got a million things to do for Christmas, right? So I open up the package. There's a nice flat brisket. No, it's not a packer. It's just the flat, so that'll cook up easy. But the ham is a raw ham. I thought he was going to have me.
Oh, so you had to brine it.
Yeah, right. And let me see. I had about 24 hours before I had to serve it to get a brine on it.
So did you get your injector out?
No. It was soaking in a brine, but I only did it for about 9 or 10 hours because that's all I had. And then I had to throw it on the smoker to get it done, cook it overnight so that on Christmas at about 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
You didn't call me.
What?
Yeah. I could have helped you.
No, that's all right.
So no, because you could have injected it. You have a big injector, right?
Right, I do, but I just soak in it in brine. And, you know, I salt, sugar, water, and I put a little, tried to holiday it up a little bit, put a little cinnamon and a little coriander and some nutmeg in it. And it soaked, you know, and we got the cold weather snap came through where we are. And so it's sitting outside. It sat outside, rather, in a big pot and smoked it up. Brought it to 180 on the smoker because I didn't want it pulling. I'm thinking to myself, I've never done a raw ham, so it's got to be just like the other end of the pig, the front shoulder that I do. It's just a back shoulder. I put that brine on it and brought it up to about 180, and it ate. It wasn't my best work because there's no, I don't know. It just didn't taste like ham. It tastes like the other end of the pig, you know. So I don't know. We'll get to it. But so like any grilling guy does, I went and bought the Chi-Com spiral cut ham at the big box store as a backup. And
oh,
just
no,
threw
not
that one in the oven.
Not a cook.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I threw that one in the oven just as a backup because, you know, you never know when it's the first time you do something.
See,
and it was all slapped
together.
I just
want to give you a little caveat there. He's talking about Chi-Com because I rail against the Chinese Communist Party all the time. And they have bought up like 65% of our pork market. And they own Cook's Ham, Smithfield, and like some of my favorite stuff, they own it. So I'm down to buying just local stuff or Oscar Mayer bacon.
Right. Well, and speaking of bacon, Santa Claus came through for you, and I bought Barbecue Bob a bacon-making kit.
You did it the right way, though.
Why's that?
You went to Sobey for the pork belly.
Oh, well, heck yeah, I did.
Ain't no Chi-Com pigs up in there.
No, Nope, that's just fresh. And hats off to Tim Sobey and Sobey Meats. That's where you want to go for your New Year's Eve.
Oh, so you know, I always talk about my new job at Camping World, and I got a couple buddies there. And my one buddy, Keith Williams, he's from Florida, and he's a great big tall drink of water, and he loves barbecue. He's a fanatic. So we sit around when it's slow, like right now, and we talk about, he's just picking my brain all the time. So we talk about, He went down to Sobeys and bought like a 7-pound standing rib.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just him and his wife and son.
Wow.
Yeah. They're going to have leftovers.
So I told him what I do and separating the ribs and cutting them up and seasoning them and roasting them separate and having a nice snack for some time before you eat dinner. And it's just a lot of fun. Well, listen. I got all my kids home except Alex. He's overseas. Jordan came home.
Serving our country.
Yeah. Jordan came home from his military training. They get a Christmas break because he's Air Force. They treat you better.
Yeah.
And so I got the whole crew there, and it's wonderful. I had, right before that, had to go in and get a little piece of cancer cut out of my forehead. Because they took a little thing off, and they said we didn't get it all.
Well, when your melon's the size of barbecue Bob's, you're just that much closer to the sun, and this kind of stuff happens. So, you know, you get yourself taken care of. You're watching out for it. It's something you have to do pretty regularly, don't you?
Yeah, every year.
Yeah, that's what I thought, right.
Yeah.
So the change of train of thought there, I just want everybody to know that you're okay, man.
I am.
This is something that's a regular thing.
I am. And the sun has a big target is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
My granddaughter, I'm growing my hair out.
I bought hats for him. Sometimes you got to buy two and have them sewed together.
My granddaughter, two of the twins, they're up staying with us, and they're just funny as can be. They're four. And she goes, Papa Bob, how come you have a hole in your hair? Because I got this bald spot coming in the back. Apparently, the longer hair is not covering the patch.
Yeah, right. Well, you must have been in the wind and the comb over blew the other way. Yeah.
Maureen, of course, picked up on that right away.
Oh, I imagine. Why wouldn't anybody, right? Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's good, though, that you've got the whole family home. That's what everybody was there for the holidays, and that's what it's all about. So
I did get to do some of these recipes we're doing right now. On the next segments, I got to do them on Serious Patriot, David Webb's show, last week, and that was fun. He's an old friend and helped us out with GI Barbecue. He's on Fox News, and he's on Serious, got his own show, the David Webb show on Serious 125. And I'm on there several times a year just because we're friends, and he loves food.
Right. Speaking of loving food, Christmas Eve, we did a fondue. And fondue can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, right? But there's a lot of things you can do. I'll tell you that for the meat, I went over to Sobey Meats, and he's got Wagyu sirloin steak. Was just melt in your mouth.
Oh, my
wonderful. $6.99 a pound.
No
man.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
it,
way.
It's the best piece of meat in this case, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going over there right now as soon as we're done. Think
fabulous.
He still has any?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does. I was there just a few days ago.
That sounds like New Year's dinner for me.
Yeah, man. But anyway, fondue, I wanted to talk about it because there's a lot of questions about it. A lot of people don't do it. Fondue is dipping food in sauces, right? I mean, in its easiest form. And always a good cheese is one of the fundamentals in a fondue. And I got five rules of a good fondue cheese. Real quickly, one, use a good quality cheese. Don't skimp on the cheese. It's a blend of Gruyere, Fontina, and Howda. Or Gouda, some say. I call it Howda. Second rule is grate the cheese. Do not chunk it up with a knife. Run it through the knuckle buster.
Right.
Grate it all up, and you don't...
Pick the skin out.
Right, because you want it to be smooth when you're done. Right. Third one is, and this is a tip, is that if you've got like, I don't know, a pound and a half, 2 pounds of grated cheese, put a couple tablespoons of cornstarch in there and flip it around, spread it around with your hands. And what that cornstarch will do is it'll thicken that fondue a little bit, and it'll keep your cheese from clumping up.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Well,
it's
there's $1 million tip.
Exactly. Then the last thing, the next to last thing is, I always thin it with wine a little bit. And I would use like a kind of a tart, dry,
white,
acidic Sauvignon Blanc is a great wine.
Yep.
And then the fifth and final one is kind of makes sense, but when you're mixing that all together, do it slow and keep moving it so you don't get chunks and clumps in there and you want that smooth, man.
You can also thin it out with a plain old domestic lager.
Right.
And then a little bit of gin.
Right. Sure.
It gives it a nice little bite.
Yep. And that's why I wanted to do it with the Sauvignon Blanc. But anyway, dip your bread, your apples, crisp bacon dipped in fondue cheese. Amazing. And baby potatoes, broccoli, cauliflower, all those vegetables, anything you want in there. But that's an easy, cheesy, great recipe for the holidays when people are coming over.
Feeling sleazy.
Yay, baby. Coming up next, stuffed bacon-wrapped dates. That's a holiday tradition. We might do some of those. So wrap your weenie. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.